there are things called notice to airmen or notice to air missions that take place that pilots have to follow. It's required reading. And most of the time, they're one page long. For Oshkosh, because of all the complexities, it's actually a 32-page document. So pilots get to read that and figure out how they're coming into Oshkosh. And it's a marvelous mix of new technology and old school, because as you approach Oshkosh, you're actually picked up by controllers that are about 7 miles outside of Oshkosh, watching you through binoculars and with a radio. And they tell you, don't communicate with us unless it's an emergency. But blue and white Cessna, for instance, if you hear us, rock your wings. That airplane will rock the wings. And they'll say, great, follow the yellow Piper right along. Follow the railroad tracks toward Oshkosh. The tower will pick you up 2 miles away and will guide you into which runway to use. And they'll do that hundreds and hundreds of times each day to bring all of these people to Oshkosh in an orderly and safe fashion. And it's a procedure that's been developed through the years by the FAA and EAA and Whitman Regional Airport, and it works very well.